Great win last night. Holt Ridge got on the board first. You know, as Kyle and I were talking, that your drive to begin things was pretty good. It was moving along, a penalty and a drop pass. Otherwise, you probably banging in for a 7-0 lead early, don't you?
Yeah, you know, we were going down the field and offense was playing well. And, you know, just unfortunately had a couple things go awry that, you know, gave the ball back to them. And, you know, they went down the field and scored. And, you know, the big thing about that whole, you know, sequence there was our guys responded after that. And we got back and tied it up 7-7. And then from there, we just went on to play some good football. You know, overall, when you look at the game, I was really proud of our offense. I really thought our offense played really well. You know, obviously we put up 42 points. I thought all week in practice our guys were really locked in on that side of the ball. And we were on all facets, but I really felt like on the offensive side of the ball, you know, after we played Broken Bow, you know, felt like we played well on offense for, you know, two quarters, a little bit of the second half. And then, you know, we kind of had some blunders there in the second half against Broken Bow. So, you know, when those things happen, you get back to work. And our guys are very motivated. We focused on practice this week, you know, even more than ever on the offensive side. To, you know, we want to get those things cleaned up because we know that we can be a really good offense. And we felt like last night, I thought Adam had a really good game last night. I thought, you know, just from his reads and the run game, our veer option game, you know, throwing the football, I thought he threw the ball really well last night, really made some nice completions. The guys did a good job catching the ball. You know, we worked on that pretty hard in practice. The guys would be the first to admit it. You know, you go as far as, you know, you drop a pass in practice, we're doing it over again. You know, we don't make a good throw in practice, we're doing it over again. And so, you know, what that does is just really get you more locked into executing the play, making sure we're all on the same page. And, you know, as I said, Adam, I thought had a really nice game last night. I thought our offensive line really came out from the start and really looked to control the line of scrimmage, which I felt we did. You know, we had some big runs in that game, in our option game, and you can't do that unless you make great reads of the quarterback position, and then also the offensive line picking up their blocks and blocking through the whistle. That's something we work on and talk about a lot. Just that mindset, that mentality of blocking through the whistle, the guys I felt did that last night. And, you know, I thought Lucas made, you know, was big time for us at the receiver position last night, made some really nice catches along with some others. And so, you know, once we kind of got settled in defensively, you know, our offense really got off and rolling right away, and then our defense settled in, and we were able to really control the game from there.
Showed a couple of new wrinkles last night, formation-wise, and boy, I tell you, the swing passes out of the backfield were there all night long. You went left, you went right. Those swing passes to your backs out of the backfield got big yardage every time.
Yeah, you know, every week we come into a game plan. It's no secret, anybody that's watched us by now, you know, offensively, you're always trying to find things to gain an advantage, obviously, with your playmakers and formations and matchups and things like that. And, you know, we have a philosophy around here. We try to, you know, throw one or two things at the opposing defense that they haven't seen. I mean, there's things that we put in the scripts that, you know, Coach Barry does a phenomenal job at, you know, calling our offense and finding ways to, and maybe it's not as obvious as it is to us. We're still running the same things. We're still running the same schemes, the same blocking schemes up front, the same plays. But, you know, you just kind of put some window dressing on it a little bit to make it look a little different and gain a matchup. So I thought we did some really good things in that department to change it up for their defense, which I really believe coming into the game, I thought they had a solid defense. I thought they their kids play really hard. You know, the type of offense we run, I'll be honest, we kind of forced them into something they probably don't run a whole lot. They usually run a 3-3 stack defense and blitz a lot, and we really forced them into more of a four down front. And they didn't blitz as much last night because we were completing so many passes. And all those things worked together to set up, you know, a productive offense and able to gain yards.
No question about it. And on the defensive side, it was was the quest to stop Jackson Heinrichs, dual threat quarterback. You know, the Hanson kid and the Jansen kid, a couple of nice backs, but kind of a bend but don't break type. But he gave us some yards, but only one score last night. So that worked, even though they had some pretty decent backs back there.
Yeah, I think their backfield is really quality. I mean, they, the Jackson Heinrichs kid is a good player. I mean, you watch him on film, and then you go out in pregame and watch him throw the ball, run around. He's the real deal. And then the Jane Jansen kid at the tailback position, both those guys can run. And so anybody that looks at track stats, I mean, they can run. And so that translates to football field. And, for us, when you go into the game plan, you really look at what are they trying to do offensively, what is kind of their identity. And most certainly through the first 3 weeks of the season, he was their offense. I mean, and why wouldn't you? I mean, they tried to run a lot of different things with him to try to let him make plays along with the Jansen kid. And so that obviously went into our game plan. We wanted to stop the inside run with him because he ran between the tackles quite a bit. Hats off to them. They came in and kind of went a little different direction, and because we base out of a four-man front, four defensive linemen, and that's a philosophy to, obviously stop the run inside. But it was pretty obvious early on, and as we were going, that they were going to try to get to the perimeter a lot more than what they had shown. And so I felt like our defense was doing good. We were doing good things with what we were doing. But towards the end of the half, we made the decision to switch to a more of a 3-4 three down linemen and get some extra guys on the perimeter. And so one of the guys that really stepped up for us was Patrick Gross. And really that decision was really easy when we, put Patrick in there. He was doing a good job. He's done a great job for us all year. And so we made that decision in half to make that adjustment. I felt like the kids responded really well to that. It's a defense we have in our arsenal if we need it. And we felt like what they were doing, it was time to bring that out in the second half and really change it up on them. And I thought our kids really responded, and that may have been one of the big differences in the game to really continue to just keep 7 on the board for them.
Hopefully nothing as far as serious injuries. I think a couple of kids kind of hobbled off. We're kind of hoping it was just some cramping, and that was it. Hopefully there was nothing serious last night.
Yeah, the cramping kind of snuck up on us at the end of the game, which, for the first 3 weeks of the season really hasn't. It just happens, and so you just got to get back to, continuing to hydrate, which I know the guys are, but a lot of it was just cramping. Kids played hard. I mean, the guys played a lot of snaps, and they're going 100 miles an hour, and it just kind of piled up on us at the end. And, one injury that, to take note of, Canyon went down with, kind of a hip. I don't know what to classify it as, but we had to pull him from the game, so... Hoping Canyon's okay. He got off the bus last night and said it felt better than when he left, so that was a really positive thing. But, we'll get him evaluated, Canyon Hosek, and see where he's at. He's just such a special player for us, and hopefully it's something that we can rehab him back and get him back going this week. But he played a heck of a game last night. And, when we went to that 3-4 scheme, we were kind of moving him around as well. He's played outside linebacker before, and he starts an inside linebacker for us along with a number of positions. So guys had to step up in a number of areas last night, and we felt like they did. But a lot of it was some cramping. Guys will have to just roll those out, and then hopefully Canyon will be okay and get him back next week.
Yeah, a chance to play pretty much everybody last night, some playing time, and even got a chance to debut. A couple of freshmen had a chance to suit up, and one scored for you.
Yeah, excited for Tristan Campbell, scored a touchdown last night. We played a number of guys last night, tried to get, especially at the end of the game when the game was in hand, tried to get a lot of guys in. That really goes back to that behind-the-scenes thing. Those guys are at practice every day just like everybody else, and they're the ones running the scout team, which means they're running the opponent's schemes, the offense, defense, special teams, and giving us a great look. And I really think that, our success this week as a team is due to the credit of our scout team players and giving us a great look, and those guys are working extremely hard. And, just giving – the numbers that we have, you know, it just there's going to be some younger guys that are going to get a chance, and so we've suited up some freshmen the last few weeks, which is totally warranted. Those guys deserve it, and so when we get in certain spots of the game, they most certainly deserve the right to get in, as well as those juniors and sophomores that necessarily aren't starters. But yeah, I was really happy with those guys that came in last night and did a nice job and put a score up on the board. And they work extremely hard in practice just like everybody else, and so it's nice to, if you can get a game in hand, to be able to get those guys some reps as well.
Now, you're not going to have a chance to play that JV game against Kearney on Monday. Is that all because of numbers, stuff like that this year?
Yeah, you know, it just injury bug has kind of snuck up a little bit on us on some certain areas, and so we just made a decision that we needed to cancel the Kearney game and try to get some guys more back healthy, and that's just out of the respect of our team and for Kearney as well. You know, we want to be able to put a product on the field, not that we just have some injuries that we need to get guys back, and so we're going to give that a week, and hopefully the following Monday we'll be able to get the JV against North Platte and get some. And we're optimistic we'll get some guys back and be able to get that going. And so, but yeah, we've played a number of JV games this year. We've played a lot of freshman games this year, and obviously we're going into Week 5 for varsity. So it's been a good year so far.
Mitchell knocks off Sydney last night, 44-20. Mitchell, pretty good team out west, and the Red Raiders lost his Holdridge team in the season opener, and you've probably got a chance to watch a little film on him. Got to make the trip out west to Sydney, Nebraska.
Yeah, we'll play Sydney next Friday, and that'll be a 2 o'clock Mountain Time kickoff, and so it'll be an afternoon game. We'll adjust to that. We'll go up there. We'll be excited to play Sydney. You know, the thing about Sydney is anybody that falls track, they are fast, and they can run, and in the key positions, the quarterback position, the tailback position with the Dottie kid, the Holly kid, those guys can flat run. And so their game will definitely be obviously trying to get those guys the ball in a number of different ways to help them be successful. You know, they started off the season against Holdridge. Holdridge, you know, beat them, you know, 40-some to 20-some. And then they've reeled off a couple wins against Chase County and Gordon Rushville. And then last night they lost to a good Mitchell team. Mitchell's good. And so, you know, they're 500 right now. I feel like they do some good things both offensively and defensively. And so we'll need to be obviously ready to go against a team that'll be very motivated to get back in the win column. But once again, back to, you know, we need to focus on us. We need to continue to get ourselves better. There's still a number of areas. I mean, you know, that was a nice win last night. I mean, playing Holdridge. You know, Coach Barry and I were talking in the bus last night along with the other coaches. You know, it's just fun getting a chance to play some of these guys again. You know, it's kind of the old go down memory lane again. You know, we used to play these guys all the time. So, great matchup. It was a good win for us last night. The guys are obviously know we still have a number of areas we want to continue to get better at, but we feel like we're getting better at a lot of things too, and it's showing on in the results, and our guys are just continuing to be motivated in practice every day, and that's important because the longer you get in the season, you got to continue to stay driven, and we got a good start to this season, being 4-0, but you know, looking across the huddle last night, by no means is anybody satisfied. We want to get better. We want to keep this thing rolling, and we're going to play a tough team next week in Sydney.